आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सरबजीत कौर। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू लॉन्च डेवलपमेंट प्रोजेक्ट्स वर्थ अराउंड 2,200 crore rupees इन वाराणसी टुमारो। इलेक्शन कमीशन टू पब्लिश ड्राफ्ट इलेक्टोरल रोल इन बिहार टुडे अंडर स्पेशल इंटेंसिव रिविजन इनिशिएटिव। Key provisions of Banking Laws Amendment Act 2025 to come into effect today. Elon Musk's Starlink gets license to launch satellite internet in India. Framework for spectrum allocation also ready for smooth rollout. IMD forecasts above normal rainfall in August and September. And in cricket, Karun Nair's unbeaten half century takes India to 204/6 against England on day one in fifth test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit his parliamentary constituency, Varanasi, tomorrow to inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for development projects worth around 2,200 crore rupees. On this occasion, Prime Minister will also address a public gathering. Here is a report.
In a landmark step for farmers' welfare, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 20th installment of PM Kishan from Varanasi, with over 20,500 crore rupees to be transferred directly to the bank accounts of more than 9.7 crore farmers across the country. In an effort to improve road connectivity in the Varanasi, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for several significant infrastructure projects. The PM will inaugurate the widening and strengthening of the Varanasi Bhadohi Road, Chitauni Shul Tankeshwar Road, and railway overbridge at Haridattpur, strengthening the power infrastructure in the region. The Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of various works under the Smart Distribution Project and undergrounding of electrical infrastructure worth over 880 crore rupees. PM Modi will also inaugurate 47 rural drinking water scheme under Jal Jeevan Mission. Om Awasthi, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
President Draupadi Murmu will grace 45th convocation ceremony of Indian Institute of Technology, Indian School of Mines, IIT ISM Dhanbad today on the second day of her two-day visit to Jharkhand. The president will see the exhibition on community innovation at Atal Innovation Center set up in the institute. She will felicitate Principal Secretary to Prime Minister P.K. Mishra with the DSc degree at the convocation ceremony. The president will also give away gold medals to 20 meritorious students on this occasion. A commemorative stamp will also be released to mark the institution's centenary. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan and Jharkhand's Higher Education Minister Sudevya Kumar will attend the event. The Election Commission is set to publish the draft electoral roll in Bihar today under the Special Intensive Revision Initiative. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar stated that both physical and digital formats of the draft roll will be made available to recognized political parties across all 38 districts. This marks a key milestone in promoting fair and inclusive elections. Our correspondent has further details on this.
After the publication of draft electoral roll in Bihar, claims and objections will be accepted from today. 90,000 booth level officers have also been deployed for this task. Electoral registration officers in all 243 assembly constituencies of Bihar will receive claims and objections from political parties and voters. Special camps will also be organized to address voters' related grievances. Claims and objections are the primary mechanism for resolving complaints related to the preliminary electoral roll or draft roll. The process will continue till the first of next month. Applications related to claims and objections will be verified by 25th September. Following this, the final electoral roll will be published on 38th September. The upcoming assembly elections in the state will be conducted based on this final list. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
The Election Commission has reiterated that electronic voting machines, EVMs, are tamper-proof. It said no mismatch was found in VVPAT slips count during Maharashtra Assembly elections held last year. Based on requests from 10 candidates, EVMs from 10 constituencies were checked. A total of 48 ballot units, 31 control units and 31 VVPATs underwent successful testing, all passing diagnostic checks in the presence of 8 applicants, all of whom were losing candidates. Key provisions of Banking Laws Amendment Act 2025 will come into effect today. The Act is aimed at improving governance standards in the banking sector and ensuring enhanced protection for depositors and investors. A report.
The Banking Laws Amendment Act 2025 aims at improving governance standards in the banking sector and ensure enhanced protection for depositors and investors. The Finance Ministry said that the Act also seeks to improve audit quality in public sector banks and increase the tenure of directors other than the chairperson and whole-time directors in cooperative banks from 8 to 10 years. The provisions of the Act also redefines the threshold of substantial interest from 5 lakh rupees to 2 crore rupees, revising a limit that has remained unchanged since 1968. The Banking Laws Amendment Act 2025 contains a total of 19 amendments across 5 legislations: the Reserve Bank of India Act 1934, the Banking Regulation Act 1949, the State Bank of India Act 1955, and the Banking Companies Acquisition and Transfer of Undertakings Act 1970 and 1980. Sayukta Yadav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to the morning news. Union Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia has said that Elon Musk-led Starlink has received a license to launch satellite internet service in India, and a framework for spectrum allocation is also in place for a smooth rollout. Addressing a mobile conclave on the occasion of 30 years of mobile telephony in New Delhi, the minister highlighted that India's digital journey in the last 11 years has been extraordinary.
भारतनेट परियोजना के आधार पर आज देश के 2,14,000 ग्राम पंचायत जुड़े हुए हैं ओएफसी फाइबर के साथ और भारतनेट द्वितीय योजना के आधार पर 17 बिलियन डॉलर 1,40,000 करोड़ रुपए की योजना किसी अमेरिका और यूरोप ने नहीं सोचा वो प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी हमारे 6.5 लाख गांवों को ओएफसी ब्रॉडबैंड के साथ जोड़ने जा रहे हैं.
Mr. Scindia mentioned that the country now has 1.2 billion telephone connections and internet subscribers have increased by 286% to 97 crore. The union minister further asserted that with a 96.6% drop in mobile data rates, India has become the cheapest data provider in the world. Mr. Scindia added that 5G network coverage has reached 99.6% of the districts in the country. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that the second half of the southwest monsoon season is expected to deliver above normal rainfall exceeding 106% of the long period average across the country. IMD Director General M. Mohapatra said that most parts of India are likely to receive normal to above normal rainfall from August to September.
For the second half of the monsoon season, that is August and September, as well as rainfall during August 2025. We told that it will be above normal, but certainly it has become a higher side of the normal, that is about 5% above normal. Good thing is that during this month of July, which is the rainiest month of the year, the central India has got the maximum rainfall, at 21.9% above normal.
The IMD also announced the launch of block-level rainfall monitoring covering 7,200 administrative blocks nationwide. This represents a tenfold increase in spatial resolution compared to existing systems and will enhance data granularity for applications in agriculture, disaster management, water resource management, and model validation. Mr. Mohapatra said, earlier, IMD used to provide district-level rainfall data, but now we will provide block-level rainfall monitoring also. Monsoon rains continue to lash several parts of Himachal Pradesh, with the Met Centre in Shimla reporting 24% above normal rainfall this season. Heavy rains are expected to persist, prompting a yellow alert in Kangra, Kullu, Mandi, Shimla and Sirmaur districts. Our correspondent brings detailed insights into the latest weather developments and their impact.
Rainfall continues in most parts of Himachal Pradesh. In the past 24 hours, the highest rainfall of 60 mm was recorded in Bijehi of Mandi district, while Dharamshala in Kangra district and Koti in Kullu district each recorded 50 mm of rainfall. According to the State Emergency Operations Center, 291 roads across the state remain blocked due to landslides. Additionally, 416 power transformers and 219 drinking water schemes are non-operational. So far, the state has suffered losses exceeding ₹1,662 crore in public property during this monsoon season. Of this, the Public Works Department has incurred losses of ₹847 crore, while the Jal Shakti Department has suffered damages worth ₹556 crore. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In a landmark policy move, Sikkim has become the first state in India to implement a formal sabbatical leave scheme for government employees. Our correspondent reports on how this policy is transforming the lives of government employees across the state.
The sabbatical leave scheme allows regular Sikkim government employees who have completed at least 5 years of continuous service to avail of leave from 1 year to 3 years while receiving 50% of their basic pay during their absence. The scheme preserves their seniority, ensuring continuity in service, and the government retains the right to recall the employee with 1 month's notice. Hundreds of youths in Sikkim already fulfilled their dreams through this scheme. Many of them have also started their startup initiative. Meanwhile, recognizing the value of extended leave for temporary staff, the policy was expanded to include them as well. Manas Patim Sharma, Akashvani News, Gangtok.
And now moving on to the world of sports. In cricket, Karun Nair scored a crucial half century to help India to reach 204 for 6 at stumps on day one of the final test of 5-match Anderson Tendulkar test series against England at the Kennington Oval in London. We have a detailed report.
Karun scored a gritty half century, marking his first outside India since his 2016 triple hundred. He formed a vital 51-run unbeaten partnership with Washington Sundar, who is batting on 19. India, trailing 2-1 in the series, will look to fight back when play resumes today. Shifting to wrestling, where Indian women delivered a standout performance at the Under-17 World Championship in Athens, bagging 5 medals. Rachna won India's first ever gold in the 43 kg freestyle, while Ashwani Vishnoi added another in the 65 kg category. Moni in 57 kg and Kajal in 73 kg claimed silver, and Komal Verma secured bronze in the 49 kg division. And finally, in badminton, Indian shuttlers are making waves at the Macau Open. Tarun Mannepalli and Lakshya Sen reached the quarterfinals with hard-fought wins. In men's doubles, Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty mounted a strong comeback and will now face Malaysia's Chang Hon Jihan and Mohammad Haikal in the quarterfinals today. With Mayur Jain's report, Manik Sharma, Akashvani News, Delhi.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renu Kataria.
Thank you, Sarabjit. Marking the end of a nearly 17-year-long trail, all 7 suspects acquitted in Malegaon blast case, notes the Asian Age. The Statesman on its front page says, top court asked Parliament to consider whether speakers should decide defection cases under the anti-defection law. In the wake of resignation of Jagdeep Dhankar, EC finalizes VP Electoral College, says the Pioneer. In an exclusive story, the Economic Times writes, ED summons Anil Ambani in loan fraud case. With rain to continue in coming days, the Indian Express informs, this July, coolest in 13 years, air quality best in decade, beats lockdown records. Amid rising academic pressures, growing mental health challenges, IITD's helping hand to borders amid suicide, says the Delhi Tribune. And finally, the Hindustan Times takes note, after a 5-year pandemic-induced gap, Delhi's HoHo tourist bus service to resume with fresh name, New Routes. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Renu. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch development projects worth around 2,200 crore rupees in Varanasi tomorrow. Election Commission to publish draft electoral roll in Bihar today under Special Intensive Revision Initiative. Key provisions of Banking Laws Amendment Act 2025 to come into effect today. Elon Musk's Starlink gets license to launch satellite internet in India. Framework for spectrum allocation also ready for smooth rollout. IMD forecasts above normal rainfall in August and September. And in cricket, Karun Nair's unbeaten half century takes India to 204 for 6 against England on day 1 in 5th test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.